Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. We back in here with some serious shit this week. We got to get a few things out of the way. I was having a couple of little problems with my computer. Had somebody call me. And now we got the show on the road. Let me make a post right fast and make sure some people on here. Hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. All right, y'all. All right, first things first. Shout out to Grudge Inc. For the show. Jay Barnes and them guys. PGRA, you know, them guys. They give us a show to, you know, get on here and talk on Monday nights. Or pretty much any night if we want to have one. Every night. You know. Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. You know, them boys got the big race coming up down there at Macon. And I think it's August something, Tony Bynes and that. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, y'all get on down there. You know, action pack. You already know what it is. UTH Performance, Carolina Classic Cars, guys over here in Burlington, nitrous, tires, anything for your race car, your street car, anything, man. Get them guys a call, go see them, Chad, they can help you out, get you anything you need. If they ain't got it, they can order it. Give them a call, UTH Performance. Now that we got some stuff out of the way, now let's just go get to the real shit. You know, ain't too much going on but racing, so let's get to the real shit. Okay, this past weekend, y'all, you know, Travis and Lance, they had their annual race up there at Piedmont, Carolina No Time Small Tire Tour. They dropped in up there at Piedmont. And, you know, of course, they had the shootouts, and they had some big-time people in there, y'all. Had some fast rides in that baby. But, you know, they had them old grudge races in there, too. You had the old local in there, old hometown favorite. Yo! Who was that? So, you know, you had your old... Hey, BET, mute your mic, man. So, hey, whoever's talking, if you don't mind, mute your mic. I think it's BET. So, you know, he had the old hometown favorites and the old Herb the Ruler. Had old Lil Dale in there, Lewis Horn, leave me alone. So, you had him in there, you know, a couple weeks ago. Come on, BET. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, you had an old murder took place up there. Old Lewis, you know, he got a hold on Nino Brown and shook him all the way down, if you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, Nino Brown, that shit didn't sit too well with him. He didn't like that. And, you know, they've been going back and forth on the internet. And old Lewis ain't really been paying in no mind. Old Lewis been out there. Old Darrell been looking for other people. Well, he messed around and got him one last Thursday. A lot of people might not even know this. But, yeah, last Thursday, they had some old boys from down here on the 910 area code, you know, down there around Fayetteville, Red Springs, Lumberton, you know. You know, them boys got a lot of mouth down that way. They talk about a whole lot of shit they going to do but don't never do it. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, well, they mess around and got one of them. They got one of them to come on up here to Piedmont. And boy, oh boy, they got their lettuce up. You hear me? They got their lettuce up. Man, they went up at 8 o'clock last Thursday night. Little Darrell blow day. Man, had them so shook up, man, they took off for the damn tree, even come close to falling. Little Darrell got that big, hey, little Darrell got that lettuce. He went on back to the house. So, you know, later on that night, here come old Nino Brown. Old Nino Brown come through there and dropped him off, said, hey, you got to see me come Saturday, this and that. Lewis Horn told him, "God damn it, look, you want my time, leave me alone." Kevin, well, old Nino went on out there. Nino went out there and hard the money. Wanted the man so bad, he told him, "Look, you come out here, I'm going to hard the money." He hard the money. It ain't nothing you could. I'm just telling you, I didn't have a dog in the fight. I wish I would have been the DP man of the race so I wouldn't have lost no money on it. I didn't have a dog in the fight. But you couldn't have told me that the Nino Brown was going to lose that race. It ain't nothing you could have told me. I wasn't hearing that shit. Well, everybody knows the outcome. It's all over the internet. That shit done went viral. I mean, it's all over the world, man. People seeing this shit, man. This shit don't make no sense, man. It's all over the damn world. Well, other than that, I don't really know, because after that took place, I went on left the track. I mean, I ain't going to tell you no lie. Shit, I shit all over myself, too. I know Herb shit all over himself, but I ain't going to tell you no lie. I shit all over myself, too. Shit just run all down my legs. I had to go home. I had to leave. So I don't really know what else happened at the track other than that. If some people on here, come on here, because I know shit finna get real messy on the show tonight. It's going to get real messy, so if your kids is up and they ain't started spec school yet, you might want to go and put them to bed and close the door and come on, you know, come on out, because I know shit going to get messy. So I know Lewis Horn on here. BET going to open his mic up, and let's go on and get to it, because I know he's looking for some people. He gonna take off this week. He going to let them get their programs in order, he said. But, you know, I ain't gonna say what the man said. I'm going to let him tell everybody what he said. So, BET, go on, open these mics up, because I know you got some. Go on, open them up and see what they got to say.
Yeah.
I left one somebody there to talk to you. 803-1963. Who is that?
Oh, I think that's Popeye.
That's me. I didn't mean to hit that button.
Well,
no,
you didn't hit it, Popeye.
You didn't hit it.
But
you
I can't talk to us.
There you go. There you somebody, Josh. The rest of the motherfucker, I guess, scared to hit the one button, Josh.
What's the deal, Scott? What you still chasing that retarded kid, or you going to back up off of him a little bit?
No, I'm going to get him in a couple weeks.
Oh,
like
shit.
We said, with both cars back on the premises, we will do it.
Well, y'all need to go on, man. Hell, y'all used to make them dates and make that shit happen. Let's go on, shit. Let's go on, make it happen, man. Shit.
Every time I
get it running. Hey, August 26th, it sounds pretty damn good, man.
Might be before then.
Where LaDell at?
Oh, let me see. Hold on. Oh, LaDell. Let me see, BT, because I told him, you know. Let me get a. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. A little Daryl out there. 4-5. Hit number 459 something, BG. You know, I can't see computer. I can't see the board. But if I was on there, I could open it. It's 459 something. But I know he on there.
The first 3459.
Yeah, 336-459. Chad Gray might be on here. Chad, if you on here, hit the one button. Hell, you can talk for him. Hell, please.
There goes somebody. 456.
That might be him.
Hey, I heard somebody was looking for me. Here I go.
There you go.
Chad.
Mama, there go that. Mama, there go that main. Mama, there go that main.
Hey, who looking for me?
Little dad, little retarded ass. That Popeye on there.
What he want to do?
336.
Like I say, like I told you a while back.
You said the 26. You said the 26.
Maybe. It's, and I said it may be before then, too. It may be before then. After this weekend's no prep race, we'll go from there. I'm not locking in until after this week's no prep race. My car is in set up for no prep. And I'm not changing until
somebody had called me. What you say? I'm sorry. But you said the 26th. You said that's what you said. The 26th, Mike Hill race.
I said 26.
I'm coming to kill Papa.
I'm coming. Well, we may be before then.
Well,
like I said,
I mean, it It's on you. I'm going down to Georgia next weekend.
If I come to Piedmont, it'll be on Piedmont. I might come on Thursday night. I might just slip in there.
Well, let me know, and I'll be there. You don't scare me.
Oh, I'll let you know.
Well, Liddell, don't sound like you scared him either, goddammit. He said he's going to your ass.
Well,
first chance he get.
Okay. Y'all will see. Y'all will see Papa Lynn on his back.
No.
I'm going to flip that motherfucker.
Bet 500 on it. You say since you're going to flip it.
I'm going to flip
you
that.
You want to bet on the gap, man. You want to bet on that gap again. Bet 500.
Who said I was going to bet on the gap?
Oh, shit.
Well, you talking about flipping on your head?
You know what, Papa? You real fucking mouthy, bro. When we run, the pot is 5 on 25. Since you so mouthy.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Man, that goddamn Papa ain't backing off of you, you little retarded son of a bitch.
I ain't backing off that sucker. I'll tell you right now. I promise you, I'm not backing off. I'm not slipping them damn lights, so my tires ain't blowing off.
So no fuck ain't. That's Popeye, man. Popeye ain't scared of you, look down.
Hey, I promise that shit.
Now, BET, I'm going to keep it real now. Scott's my boy, and Lewis is my boy. But I'm going to tell you now, in the past month, now we having a bad storm, so y'all might hear the thunder and stuff, you know, because it's real loud. But check this out. In the past couple months now, I'm telling you right now, at first Popeye was beating his chest. Oh, goddamn it! Come here Sunday. Come here this day. Come here this day. Now, goddamn it, I'm gonna tell you, he done piped him down. Now, I'm telling you right now, he ain't on here like he used to be.
Well,
you know,
let me give you my observation of what I heard. Now, I ain't heard him saying all that what you just said. I ain't heard that, but I did hear he done set his car up for another type of race. Now, I did
for
hear Oprah, that
exactly.
Once he get by that. He said he's coming to goddamn Little Dale's ass. He can't change.
Exactly.
Because he got it for this
I'm
weekend.
Not changing.
I can respect that now. Now, Josh, I can respect that now.
Hey, listen to this. I don't give a damn if he got that motherfucker set for a dirt road or an ice skating rink. I'm going to fuck him up.
We're going to see how good you can fuck somebody up then.
Man. That's that retarded.
We're going to just see how good.
Y'all gonna say, hey, you should have been Kane and got fucked up. I've been waiting on you. How many times have I called you out?
How many times we done locked
you
in the rain, too,
sir? Last weekend. Did I not hit you up?
And
this
I told
weekend,
you that I had to fucking work
around.
This weekend, too, didn't I?
I asked you every
didn't
week.
Didn't I tell
you? I'm telling
you. You asked me last Monday, didn't you? I told you I had to fucking work this weekend, didn't I?
Hey, I want that boy pussy.
If I didn't have to work, I'd come up and get on your ass this weekend. I promise you that.
I wish you would.
I'm not hiding from your little ass. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not hiding.
I feel like I'm hiding in no fucking bushes.
All right, hold on.
This ain't no goddamn truck. This ain't no brown. I'm coming to your ass.
I just got a text message. And hot damn it, we got to get to the bottom of this shit, and we got to get to it fast now. So, Popeye. Asking for a friend. They said, since you ain't worried about this and that, they said, so August 26th, you'll get in the lights with Nino Brown, too. Head up.
Ain't nobody say that shit.
No, they sent me that text message. They sent me that. They said,
I'll tell you what,
no,
send me that damn text message right now. Send that text message to my phone right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you. I'm just asking for a friend. Don't get mad at me.
Oh, I ain't getting mad. I promise that shit.
Is you scared or not?
No, I ain't scared. I'm going to show you I ain't scared.
Just wait till the 26th, man. I want to do it on camera, man. I want to do this on camera.
Oh,
what I'm going to do to you.
I want
the cameras in that motherfucker. Like my boy Dag on Herb say, I want some cameras in that motherfucker.
Get some cameras because your ass is going to be goddamn glittering. I promise that shit.
I want some cameras in that motherfucker, boy.
I want all these motherfuckers
to see what I do to you.
Dog,
okay.
It's a race. I think it's Mike Hill race, but it's at Darlington on the 26th BET.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't have a big screen on that motherfucker.
You know,
they don't have a big screen out there watching the fight.
That's his track. You know, any place he want to run, that's what he wants to run at.
Who, Popeye?
Yeah, he likes that track. Yep. Yeah, he likes Darlington. Oh, okay. So you know when little Darryl go down there and drop them glasses down on the end of his nose and look over them motherfuckers at it, he know it's this.
Well, you got some. You got two more mics. Let me see who these is.
Yeah,
go on. 336-3819. Your mic open. 336-6678. Your mic open.
Hey, yo, yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, what up? This Nutso. Hey, this Nutso. Man, tell Popeye, man, don't say nothing about Nino if he don't want no problems, man. Talk about, if you want to talk about a race, talk about him a little Daryl.
Oh, shit.
We'll be on the same grounds.
If you don't want to lock in with Nino, tell him don't bring up, don't even mention Nino.
We'll be on the same ground, 26.
Oh,
I got a street car. You make it right, I'll run out your life.
Oh,
like
shit.
I said. Like
I got
said,
a full body, full
on the
dress street car. You make it right, and I'll run out your life. On the 26.
A what?
A full stretch, full body street car.
Look,
full body street car. Matter of fact, we ain't got to wait till then. I'll travel wherever you want to go to, and we'll come straight off the trailer. Make it right.
Well,
I don't care where you want to go.
We got a goddamn no prep race this weekend. We can do it right then, right off the trailer. You want to talk
shit.
Now? Just do no prep this weekend. Straight out of the box.
I don't know about no prep. I ain't never been on no prep track. I don't know about that. I can't put my driver in that situation. He ain't never been in it.
I can't help that. I can't help that. You said you come to my place. Let's do no prep this weekend.
Long as prep,
that's
the case, you can run on the street
shit.
Then. If we're going to do that, let's just run on the street then.
No, we're going to down no prep track.
No, if we're
going to
do that, let's run on the street then.
Did you not say you was going to come to me?
Long as prep,
did you
speak
to me? Did he not say he'd come to me?
That's what he said, Papa.
That's what I thought I said.
That's what the fuck he said, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Now, he did say
that. Yeah, that's what I said, but long as prep. He didn't say no prep. I'm not coming on
no
prep track. My driver ain't never went on no prep.
And?
Well, you keep Nino's name out your mouth unless you're ready to run Nino yourself.
Did you not say you come to me? I said no prep this weekend.
Well, I ain't never been on prep in my life.
We'll be the first pair to get down the track.
Listen, the street ain't never been prep. We can go down that, though.
Well, we're going to a track. There's no prep.
Yeah.
What's the difference, Nutso?
Say, what's the difference? I don't know that, but hey, the street going to be the same thing.
No, it ain't.
The street is, huh?
You ain't got no guardrail on
the street. I don't give a damn. I don't plan on going out through the woods.
You never know, Nutso. You don't want to put your job in no situation, you said.
Well, the next race, other than a no prep, then, you can get it straight off the trailer. Make it right with this heavy street car and see what happened to you.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think you can handle nothing from the 336.
Whether
Lil Darryl, Nino, or Ali.
We might do all three of them same night.
They just picking on goddamn Popeye.
Oh, man.
Popeye, you're going to have to do something about
this. They done drawed on him with everything, man. Oh, man. Man. You know some other motherfuckers.
He said he's not Nino. He said he's not Nino. Like he can do something to Nino.
He ain't back down.
He can't handle
Nino. He ain't back down from you motherfuckers. I can tell you that. He ain't back
well,
down.
Well,
all he
got
to do is
lock in, BET. BET. You can lock
him
in.
Only way he lock in. Listen, Nutso. Only what he said.
Hey, BET.
Only way he
locked in. BT, will you be at Mike Hill's race?
No, sir. I'll be in Michigan.
Man, I wanted you to have that camera out there for you to see what I do to daggone Papa. Good God Almighty.
When I come past that
daggone 330, boy, that slob going to be all over your camera, son. Good God Almighty.
Man, little dad's going to run out of that board like.
I'm going to cut it off.
Y'all think so?
I tell you this. All you got to do is let your pocket reflect your mouth. That's all you got to do.
I will. Trust me, I will.
I can tell you, motherfucker, one goddamn thing. Papa ain't bagging down. He ain't scared of you, motherfucker. I see that.
Man.
Like, he ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Any fool can gonna run their mouth.
Yeah, he a phone gangster now. I'm going to tell you that now. He a phone gangster.
Hey, any fool can run their mouth
now,
but when they pulling them beans. And them daggone pockets daggone leave that little light. That's what's going to daggone tell the tale right there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Listen, hey, it's been a lot of daggone gangsters out there daggone talk real good. But when they daggone had a daggone get to that daggone reality, hey, that's what tells the tale.
I'm going to show you reality. You're going to finally wake your ass up.
Good. I'm gonna tell you right now, Papa. I don't even believe you come back to Piedmont, man. You got so many motherfuckers up there drawing on you, boy. Good God, you can't even come back up there racing no more. I don't believe.
I'll come back up there. Trust me. Woo. I'll come back up there.
September 9th, you can roll in on up there, bitch. Then believe it.
It might happen before then.
That's your race, Josh.
He gonna,
I bet you he won't come to Piedmont. Hold on, man. Since people on here, I'm just letting y'all know, you know, people might be, you know, got plans and all that shit. But September 9th, I changed the game up a little bit. 28 shootout. But I want to change it up a little bit. Slicks only. You know, people talk about people can't go fast unless they're on radio. So 5,000 free entry, 28, and I got a small block nitrous shootout. I think it's 3,000 or 5,000. I don't know, 1 to 2. And you know, we got grudge racing September 9th. Flyers will be out this week, Piedmont. But yeah, 5,000, 28 inch slicks. No radios. Get in where you fit in. Believe it.
They got that Hiroshima go. That Hiroshima come over there and whoop all their motherfuckers.
Well, that's what we're doing. 5,028 inch clips. We're gonna change the motherfucking game up a little bit. We're gonna kinda even the playing field out a little bit for the guys. See if they like to play.
Okay. What's up, Josh? You changed the game up.
I'm going down to Georgia next weekend. They're going to put a little dick in there. They're going to turn the bond.
You coming to make it on the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, good. I like that camera right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You like that camera? You like that camera, Lord?
Yeah, I like that camera right there. That's one of the best cameras right there, boy. I like that
yes,
camera.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You sure know what the fuck to say. They don't like that. You saying that. They, you know what the fuck
that
to say.
That motherfucker make you famous, won't he, cuz?
Yes, sir.
That goddamn video. That goddamn video already over goddamn 12,000 hits on that motherfucker.
That's a badass video right there.
That motherfucker looked down. That's a little down. That's that motherfucking check chaser. That's that motherfucking get money. Believe it.
Hey, I killed two motherfuckers in that on less than 2 days.
Yes, sir.
The Greensboro Police Department got you for double homicide right now. They looking for you, boy.
Double homicide.
You better have your location off your phone.
When they find your motherfucking ass, you going away for a long time, boy. That's some hell of a charge.
You better, hey, if you still got the gun, if you still got the murder weapon, you better get rid of that thing right now. That's the only thing you got. If they find that bitch, you got a life sentence, cuz.
Yeah, that's gonna be going for a long haul.
Hey, you done killed the goddamn. The thing is about it, you shot at the motherfucker and hit him the first time. He come back at you, goddammit. You done killed the goddamn mayor. I'm telling you right now, shit, boy. The motherfucker looking for you now. Just know that.
They catch that son of a bitch. They catch that little retarded motherfucker. He be eating cereal, goddamn it, 3 days a week. I said 3 times a day. With a goddamn cell so far back from everybody else, they ain't gonna let that son of a have no zill or nothing, man. They don't throw that son of a bitch away. Going for the long haul.
Hey, long as they got me some mashed potatoes, I'm all right. Fuck.
Well, you know what though? That goddamn Herb hard hit. You just gonna have to beat that motherfucker every day of the week. He gonna catch your motherfucking ass then. He's going back. He's coming back. He ain't had enough yet.
That's fine.
Oh, that's one thing about him. He ain't gonna stop. I can tell you that now. You can beat him. He still ain't gonna stop.
I told y'all we gonna run into one of us say young. I told him gonna call me uncle daggone the other day. But we gonna run into one of us say uncle.
Well, goddamn it, that's what the fuck finna happen. Cause he ain't finna quit. That hard head son bitch ain't finna quit.
No sir.
Well, we'll see.
You beating him. You really ain't beating the car, he said. He said you ain't beating that goddamn car, you beating him. He said he know that goddamn car fast enough to gap your goddamn ass.
Mhm. All right, a pair of lips will say any motherfucking thing, won't they? It's like he had all these sweet words to say before we ran, and he see what happened.
Some bitch took some goddamn no dough for the race. Some of bitch took some goddamn what they call that shit, Lavidia or some shit. But Doc, who else got out there and want to talk some shit?
Well, you know, everybody's scared. Little Darrell tell you that. You know, the boys up here, you know, Ali done said what he had to say. And, man, everybody know he a race. Don't nobody come on here look. I mean, BET, the boys up here ain't built like that, man. I mean, they ain't built like that, man. They ain't got no ass. And you know what I'm saying? They ain't, you know.
Hello. I just came back. Well, who ain't built like what? What I do?
I mean, Ali, man, hell,
you know. We can't sit on here and talk these, you know, every Monday night we sit on here and just talk to each other. Them little scary-ass 910 boys, they used to get on here and beat the goddamn chest. But, shit, they done quit getting on here. Well, I mean, hell, they don't – see, that's the thing, BG.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers up here, don't nobody – you know, when you scare them off, you scare them off. They don't come back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They ain't built like that, man. These motherfuckers up here ain't built like that.
What kind of goddamn shit that is, man?
That's why I'm being honest. Lil Darrell and the other boys know, but that's why I really don't have a show every fucking week, man. Because the motherfuckers is scary, Jerry. They talk about what they're going to do on the fucking board all fucking week. And then when they get the chance to fucking do it, they don't do it. They just, man, it's motherfucking scary, Jerry, motherfuckers. You know what I'm talking about?
God damn. That's shit.
Then all them boys down there in Lumberton, it's just like right now. Lil Darrell, what race they got down there at 710 Dragway, Tino having? What day is that? August 19th?
Yeah, August 19th, yeah.
Okay, they got a race down there, August 19th down there. I don't sit here and tell nobody they can get on here or they can't get on here. They get on here and talk about what the fuck they want to talk about, lock in where they want to lock in. They got a race down there. All them motherfuckers talk about they looking for action. Why they ain't calling up here trying to get no action? Scary motherfucker.
Motherfuckers ain't really looking at us.
Hell no, they ain't looking.
You give them a free chance to advertise, free chance to promote and all that shit, they still ain't coming? Good God almighty. They must not be going to that goddamn race. Something must be going on.
You know what I'm talking about? They'll make a post tonight. They'll make a post tonight on the internet. When them some bitches stand there, he'll make a post. Oh, yeah, I'm looking for Lil Darrell. I'm looking for goddamn Bad Storm. I'm looking for motherfucking such and such. Man, bitch, you ain't looking for nobody.
Sit your ass down. You ain't looking for no motherfucker. All these motherfuckers on the phone right now. You ain't looking for no motherfucker.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
I heard
my
name came up.
Listen there. That motherfucker here. I called your name.
My name came up. At the end of the day, who going to lock me in for Thursday night? I'll bring that bitch back up that Thursday night.
Good.
God almighty.
Who going to lock me in? Who going to lock me in? I heard Popeye, he running his motherfucking dick suckers. Tell him to bring that motherfucking Mustang up there.
I'll tell you what, you bring up some bitch to chase out this weekend, you got a fucking race on a no prep race.
Man, don't nobody run no motherfucking no prep. You don't even need to be on this show. You're talking about fucking no prep races.
Well, I mean, the man said he'd come to me. Did he not say BET?
What he said?
The man said he was bringing it to me.
Motherfucking.
Yo, man, I didn't know it was a no prep, man. You heard what I said. Hey, stop talking about it, man. I know I told you one time, leave it alone.
Man, listen.
Either you're going to race at a regular track or not. I'm not going down on no prep. I told you that.
I want to prep your ass with some motherfucking glue on the
truck.
Let's prep on one.
Hey!
I'll tell you
we'll be on the same ground.
I'm
tell you right now.
You got so
not probably the only chance you got is go down the track where nobody can't hook.
You got so much to say, motherfucker. Anytime you got so much to say, I take Nino Brown and bet your motherfucking ass 500 on the gap.
Hey, Herb.
Hold that thought.
Herb. Now what he said is, if y'all wait till he get past this goddamn
exactly.
Man, no
well,
prep.
Fuck all that.
He'll
tell
go to your motherfucker.
Hey, BET, he should have waited to talk until
he
then.
Lock me in,
but he didn't bring her name up. Now, listen to me.
Yeah,
he did bring
Nino
up. No,
Nino Brown. That's what he said.
No.
He said, I'm not Nino Brown. That's what he said, BET. Don't start that shit.
No. What I'm saying is, Josh said he got a text or some shit about her.
BET, did he or did he not tell Lewis that he's not Nino Brown?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part, did I? Must have
now you don't know, BET. Now you don't know.
I didn't hear it.
Now
I didn't hear
know,
it. BET. That's all. I didn't hear it.
Okay, man.
That.
Yeah, you
I
heard
it.
Nah, he
it.
Said, hey, I'm going to tell you what he said. He said he's not going to sleep like Nino Brown.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
Right,
exactly.
Right,
okay,
right,
then.
Right, right.
All right, then.
Yeah,
so
right.
If he said that, he still said Nino Brown.
If a motherfucker, I look at it like this, man. I'm going to give y'all some grudge one-on-one. If a motherfucker think a person that sweet, a motherfucker sleeping, this and that. All you got to do, get that man money. If that man got oil pressure, why ain't nobody else calling him out there? Why ain't nobody calling Nino out and trying to run me? Lil Durr really the only motherfucker that will run me at Piedmont or around, really around North Carolina with that motherfucker car. To be honest, why ain't nobody else calling the motherfucker out? I'm so sweet, I'll be trying to get that money every motherfucking week or every chance I get. And matter of fact, I got some more money for little Daryl to get. Whenever he won't lock the fuck back in, we can set another date.
After I run bonds, we'll run again.
Yeah, there ain't no problem.
I
just
want to make sure I keep
oil
pressure bonds.
When you want to lock in again, you can get this motherfucking money. I told you, you can get this money every motherfucking week.
That's what I want, too.
You might get it twice a week if we can, as long as the damn track opens twice a week. But at the end of the day, any motherfucker out there that got something to say and want to lock in, let's get it. That's all you got to do, lock the fuck in, and we can put a date together and get it going on. That's all it is to it. All that rip-rap thing ain't a motherfucking thing. And Popeye, I've been after his ass for about 4 or 5 years. That man won't even mention nothing about Nino Brown trying to lock in.
He won't go to a no-brill.
Matter of fact, I tell you what. I tell you what, hold on.
He said he's going to be there on the 26th, and I heard.
I tell you what we'll do. What's the 22nd? 22nd or what?
It's the 26th in Dalton.
He said.
In Dalton. Okay, let's lock in then. Let's lock in 502,000 or better. Nino Brown and motherfucking Popeye.
I ain't logging in until after this weekend.
Nah.
If I go out and tell my car up, well, yeah, so it's done.
You don't owe me. If you tie your car up, you don't owe me no punk out. If your car wrecked, you don't owe me no punk out.
Trim, quit.
We'll be on the same ground.
Oh, shit.
It will happen. I'll promise you that. Just hold your horses.
Man, fuck all that promising. I want to put that money.
Pop out. Yeah. Just get an option of lock in if everything good the week before the race.
The week before,
I'll do that.
Yeah, well, lock me in too the week before. I want
you might
lock
get through it before the week before.
I want him before Herb.
Yeah, he might. I want Herb to get my leftovers. Listen, Popeye might just ease on down, follow your motherfucking ass on down there to Macon. You just tough motherfucker. You just hold the fuck
off. Well, tell him to come on
Popeye
motherfucking
down
there.
Yeah, he might just ease down there on your motherfucking ass.
That's what he needs to do. Then he gonna be my side.
And then if he fuck you up, then he'll be goddamn it, Nino, daddy, cause he been took your spot.
If a frog didn't bump his ass when he jumped, man, he'll break his leg.
Nino ain't hit about 3 L's in the last 2 motherfucking years. So I tell you right now, 2 of them came from Lil Durk. But I tell you what right motherfucking now, a motherfucker lock that bitch in right now, and we'll see who the baby daddy is. You can get this motherfucker every week. Every motherfucking week you can get that bitch.
Yes, sir. I love it. Yes, sir.
All around the motherfucking country. They don't just go for around here Piedmont. That's any motherfucking shit posting, you know. Motherfucker, let's lock it in. That's all you got to do. I've been screaming it forever. I stopped talking about the bitch. Lil Durk was the only motherfucker really trying to get Nino some action. Any motherfucker around the country, all these motherfuckers saying this and that about the thought this and thought that, and I got my ass whooped. Tell them motherfuckers to lock the fuck in, and let's go to war.
Yeah, half of the motherfucker can't beat you, the one that talking that shit at you, heard. See, I don't talk no shit at a real grudge race.
I'm going to tell y'all something else. That's what's wrong with grudge racing right now. Motherfuckers get their ass whooped, they won't come back. The one thing about me, you ain't doing that making me an animal. I'm going to come back every motherfucker. He can beat Lil Durk, beat me every motherfucking day of the week. I'm going to run that motherfucker every chance I get, because eventually my time going to come.
That's right. I told him that.
And I ain't
getting
to take no motherfucking ass whooping. That's the problem with motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They scared to lose all this bullshit, worried about what this motherfucker gonna say. Man, I don't give a fuck about losing. At the end of the day, I do this shit. I love it. So I can take an ass whooping. But the thing about it, can the next motherfucker take one?
That's right. You sure know what the fuck is saying. Yes, sir. I told her, goddamn, he can get rid of, goddamn, because you coming back. You gonna keep goddamn.
Man,
that's
ready,
one goddamn thing you gonna do.
Listen, at the end of the day, I'm ready to lock Lil Durk in. Whenever that man got my money, so hey, if he run me back, every time he run me back, I'm gonna run him back. And that's just all it is. So he just started something good now. I like it. And at the end of the day, I need my ass whipped a little bit. It makes the thrill come back a little bit. It makes the thrill come back. When you get your ass spanked here and there,
yeah,
and you been kicked a lot of ass, man. When you get your ass spanked, it just make you come back a little bit better. It should make you better.
Yeah. That's right.
And if he don't give me my race back, I know he's gonna race me back. But motherfucker, right after this month, right here, I bet you I'm gonna be at a bitch ass every motherfucking week and every weekend. I promise you that. If I don't, I hope my motherfucking dick fall plumb off of me.
Hey!
And that goddamn orange thing will be ready in a little bit too. So we can play however a motherfucker wanna play. They don't just go to Lil Durk. That goes around the whole fucking country. It don't make me a fuck. Get this money. If you think a motherfucker sweet, you supposed to get that money into a motherfucker quick. Cause I know if I find me a little sweet puppy, I'm gonna spank that ass every chance I get.
Normally, BT, when I spank ass, man, I can't get him to come back. I can't never get him to come back if he's giving it to me.
Y'all heard it straight from the motherfucking president.
And I'm gonna say this right here, man. I'm gonna give big props to Lil Durk. He done. I begged for that ass whooping. I wanted that race, and you know that's just the shit that comes with it. Ain't no excuses over here. That's the problem. Ain't no excuses. Only thing motherfucker over here want to do is put up another DP. That's one. I'm going to say that, man, before I go back on mute. Any motherfucker that ever beat me in life, you best believe, they don't just go with Lil Durk. Any motherfucker that ever beat me, I'm coming back more and more and more. You're going to have to whoop me every fucking time you see me. It's just like a fist fight.
motherfucker whoop my ass. You, one thing about it, you ain't gonna just whoop my ass and walk away. You gonna have to whoop my motherfucking ass every time you see me.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that, Hurt.
You know, it's good. It's good though, BET, to see. It's good to see somebody step up. You know. You know what I'm saying? It just goes to show that, you know, not saying that not Lil Darryl's not faster, but of course, the whole track thinks, you know, not the whole track, but, you know, 90% of the people that was there thought Herb, you know, had a faster car and this and that. It goes to show that always the faster car and anybody can be beat. The faster car don't always win the race. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Motherfuckers
right.
be scared
right.
of my motherfucker just because they be like, oh, no, that's Herb the Ruler. You know, Chris tune that car, this and that, bam, bam, this and that. Man, you can't beat that car. Man, shit, you can't beat the motherfucker unless you get in the goddamn beams with it. That
yeah,
motherfucker
exactly.
might cut off.
That's the thing. A lot of people got scared of my cars only because of the name. And really, I got the same. Honestly, really every car basically run with a Nino or my other car. Even with the Ruler, I was always pretty much pound for pound, I was almost pretty much outgunned. If it was a motherfucker had a better car, bigger motors, or they were lighter or anything, but like, motherfucker was just really scared instead of just getting up there and racing. That's what it takes, like a motherfucker like Lil Durrell did. Look what happened. He just whooped me twice. Motherfuckers don't got the heart and want to do it because they worried about who touching a car, who doing this, who doing it. The only thing you can do is worry about your own fucking program and what the fuck happens. In your own shit. Because ain't no reason why the way Nino set up, one carburetor, big block, all steel, all glass car on 28 shouldn't be getting motherfucking races every week anyway. Ain't no reason. Ain't no excuse. All right.
Damn right.
Yeah, same go for Ali. All steel, all glass.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Your car, that bitch should be running every week. Motherfuckers should be trying to lock you in every week with that car.
Even one.
But, you know, it is what it is. Like I say, we coming back for more. We got some more shit coming out that's in the making. So at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. There ain't nothing going to stop over here. The only thing you can do is win some money over here. You can't win nothing else over here but money. And I will
get paid.
I'm about like BET. I can make you famous if you fuck me up. Ask, look, not only can you wear money, but you can.
And they're a little damn famous as hell right now.
You goddamn right.
Hey man, my Facebook is booming.
Hey, little
damn,
I don't care what you say.
Yes,
hey, Herb made me famous, dog. Hey, Herb made me famous.
You went from 2,000 views to 12,000 views.
Hey, I went from waking up in the morning to having like 30 notifications. That bitch saying 99 plus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Exactly, man. So you know it is what it is.
Hey,
I'm
gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you another thing, though.
I'm gonna tell you.
Hey,
look, still
when you beat a bear. When you beat a bear, the motherfuckers, hey, all the motherfuckers that looking at you all across the world, they be in your motherfucking inbox asking you when you can you come to their home dress.
You know, look down. Hey, look down. Like for real. When you spend your motherfucking money,
you better be careful.
And you know you ain't fucking around. You get tired of waiting on motherfuckers, so you just go on and do what you got to do, and that's what you're doing. You going out here running, motherfuckers, man. You going out here racing. You don't give a fuck about hitting the highway. That's what you got to do, because ain't nobody around this bitch gonna race you, bro. You know, I mean, you know, Herb will race you, but like far as, I mean, you going out getting, man, they motherfuckers not around here not gonna race you. So you got to go, and that's what you're doing. And goddamn it, you doing what you're supposed to do, and it's paying off. Believe it.
Yeah, exactly, man. But yet at the same time, man, you gotta keep doing what you're doing. You know, you can't fall. When I start taking motherfucking names and doing this and that, you can't fall in. But you gotta watch. You gotta the same way you win. You gotta watch how. You gotta watch a lot of kicks. The same motherfuckers that'll be this and that. The motherfuckers will be. You know, and you'll see though. You gotta go through it yourself to know what time it is and how to play this game. You know, at the end of the day,
you know,
just keep doing what you're doing, fucking up motherfuckers, and doing whatever it takes to do what you want to do. Do what the fuck you want to do.
For sure.
That's right. That's right. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. For like I say, there's a lot of more bridge racers out there that can do the same thing that Lil Darryl do. All they gotta do is have a heart, man. Get up there and take your goddamn gamble, man, and go race somebody. You can become famous the same way. Make sure the goddamn it, one thing though, if BET in that motherfucking house, and goddamn it, you be famous all over there in Europe and Italy some goddamn well. There's no your ass over there.
See,
yeah, all you gotta do is get out here, right?
That's what I loved about being the underdog. That's what blew me up so bad, because I was the underdog. I went out there, I got nuts. I don't give a fuck. The same way I am now, I've been this way since day one. I stepped in racing. I ain't never gave a fuck about losing, and I ain't never gave a fuck about a person name or who they supposed to be, because I always felt like I was the baddest motherfucker. And that's all it takes is heart and nuts. That's all it fucking takes to do whatever. You ain't got to be – it don't matter if you know motherfucking Stevie Jack, whoever. If you got nuts and heart, go out there and race. That's all the motherfucker want to see anyway. It don't matter if you get – if I would have beat Lil Durrell back-to-back, all this shit the same way he getting out, motherfuckers would have never – it would have never made it like that. But see, being that, you know, I got Grudge Race of the Year last year, you see, and he went out – he came out there kicking my ass. You see what comes with that. You know what I mean? But if I would have won, it wouldn't have – I probably wouldn't have got all that, like, Bear of the Week, or I wouldn't have got, you know, as much recognition off of it, because they going to feel like, well, hell, I'm supposed to beat him. But, hell, that man got a car, too. That's what – people got to stop – It's these names and the way they go along with this shit, man. Everybody out this motherfucker spending money in their car. Everybody's somebody. Ain't nobody above no motherfucking body else. Ain't nobody above nobody else. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and it is what it is. Josh and BET will tell you that. They've been doing it. They've been out here. They know how it is. There's a lot of other motherfuckers. Just like the underdog, them camp. Them boys got hard. They go to travel, them motherfuckers are race. It don't matter if you get your ass beat. It's race the motherfucker. Race your car. What killed me is motherfuckers want to test, won't run their car, won't do this, won't do that, and just run. Hell, I took a gamble the other day just coming off the trailer, just like that man took a gamble coming off the trailer. You know, it is what it is. Fuck it. You know, ain't nobody guaranteed
to
win or ain't nobody guaranteed to go down.
You know, it's just like this, though. You said a mouthful right there. And this is the thing, motherfuckers kill me. I can't speak for people out of town and places that I just go and I go to race and I just see. But the motherfuckers I see around, I go to Piedmont, I see the same people do the same shit every week. That's why I be on here talking shit. It ain't nothing. I'm just saying, what you looking for? Because you've been going to the track for a year and you test every fucking week and you do the same fucking pass every fucking week. What you got to be satisfied? What you looking for? Race a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit just, I don't understand the shit. I don't, the motherfuckers up there ain't going to do shit, man. The same motherfuckers that's racing right now, that's who's going to race. And if you want to race anybody else, you're going to have to get on the highway, and you're going to have to ride down the road a little bit. Believe it.
Oh, yeah, I'm oiling my shit up now, but I can't, about two more weeks, I'm greasing these brakes, I'm greasing these damn rear end and joints and ball joints and all that shit. I'm about to get back on the road, goddammit. I'm about to get back on the road and start hunting these motherfuckers. Hey, all these motherfuckers I've been hearing is ha-ha, this and how I'm hunting after them motherfuckers. I'm coming to kill them son of bitches. Watch what I tell you. I'm going to their city and kill them, too. I'm going to kill them bitches one by one. I've been laying back a whole lot this year, man. But these next motherfucking few months, I'm about to motherfuckers going to either kill me every week or I'm going to kill another motherfucker every week. You can believe that.
Hey. And her, let me know when you go, because I want to go kill some motherfuckers too, shit. Motherfuckers ain't going to run around motherfucking Piedmont.
You better oil your shit up. You better oil it up and make sure that damn truck service, because my black ass about to get on the motherfucking road in just a little bit. I got a lot of places I need to be at anyway. I need to get up there to that DMV. I heard them boys up there at the DMV real sweet. I ain't been up there in about a year, so I need to get up that motherfucker. I need to hit back down there, the motherfucker. I need to come over there on BET side over there. I got one or two motherfuckers I need to come over there and beat the fuck up down there. I need to come fuck them 901 boys up down there.
I'm coming to get with them. I'm going to get with them down there. They got Predator down there, motherfucking. They got Shorty down there. Goddammit, I'm coming down there to kill them son of bitches right there. I'm gonna cross right over there to go to Alabama. I need to stop over that motherfucker, and I'm gonna hit back up there. I need to turn right back around. When Lil Durrell get ready, I'm gonna come back and spank his motherfucking ass, or get fucked up again. And I'm going back down there to Florida. I need some boys down there in Florida. I gotta go get. And goddamn it, I don't know Texas. Them boys are a little shaky down there in Texas. I don't know about going down there right now. I want to wait till them boys get a little bit more hard in them. And I'm gonna finish out the season down there in Florida.
Yeah, big J.
We about to get on the road.
I mean, Big Country stopped them boys in Texas, man. He stopped goddamn big fake. I mean, Big Jake. God damn it. Yeah, he stopped him. You probably won't see Jake no more all this year, man. And that's real.
Yeah.
So you can put
I don't know.
You can put. Yeah, he's it's over for him, man. It's over for him, man.
I ain't seen that. I heard them talking about.
Oh, wait, all you got to do is go to No Time. Go to No Time and scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see it's a live feed on that. He looked like, I'm being honest with you, Herb. Man, big motherfucker, he looked like you. He had all his goddamn belts on. He had them hanging over his goddamn shoulders and had his, hey, man, I'm telling you, hey, he let him have
but
it.
But one thing about Big Country, regardless of what nobody said about them boys, them motherfuckers will race you. I'm going to tell you about Big Country, I mean, a lot of people don't like them. But I kind of like them motherfuckers because I know one thing about them. Them motherfuckers will race you if they got a car. If you got a car like them motherfuckers and you want to race them and you talk a little shit to them, them motherfuckers will race you. I don't give a fuck. They will race. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I know some people got their reasons for not racing them, and I get that too. You know what I mean? As far as them, if they going to show time with their cars or whatever. But they do what they want. Motherfuckers can do what they want to do with that shit. But them motherfuckers will race. They don't give a fuck about if they lose. Or, I mean, don't nobody want to lose. Anybody, I mean, motherfuckers say what they want to, but don't nobody really want to lose when it comes down to it. I hate to lose, you know, but at the same time, that's what comes with racing. You can't be scared to lose. It's a difference between hating to lose and scared to lose. So, you know, them boys will fucking race. And Big Jake, them bitches will race. Now, anybody in the North Country, them, they'll race. I ain't really seen nobody ever call them out that they're back down from. They got a car sitting about like them.
They usually lost about 11 points.
All right, Papa. That must be you, Papa.
He's in there doing
push-ups. Oh, I got to get up there to Michigan.
That motherfucker there doing pull-ups over the door.
Pull-ups over the door.
Yeah, meet your own, Papa.
Yeah, they're doing pull-ups over the door. You heard it, BET. Shit.
Yeah, I heard it.
Motherfucker's gonna get killed. That's what he gonna get.
Yeah, you need to try to make it up there to get them boys, them motherfuckers up there. Herb ain't seen you yet, so you gotta make your way there.
I will be up there to Michigan. I'm locked in to go up that bitch. I'm going to Michigan up there to. Brian didn't race to September. I can't do nothing this month, but I would love to go to Peso them race, but I'm definitely going there motherfucker September. I'm gonna go up there and try to kill them motherfuckers up there in September. The end of September. I'm gonna go up there to stab them race. I'm gonna try to lock either some of them boys in, either Holy Ghost 6 Mile them or Donnie one of them motherfuckers up there race.
I wanna race them all. Hello?
Yeah. Why are you so quiet?
Let me mute the goddammit. Let me mute.
Everybody got quiet.
Hey, Gruber.
Huh? Them speakers come in the box, right? I Googled the thing. That's how they come in the box. The box is sitting on it. So, them speakers are free air. I mean, not free air, but
that's Josh, goddamn
it. Oh, hey, that's Chad Gray, man. Mute his goddamn mic, man. That's what they are, too cheap. No, he ain't on my line.
Look,
my bad.
That motherfucker Steve. I don't know if that Steve Hicks dude on here or anybody know that motherfucker. But I promise you, goddamn it, right after September, right at the beginning of September, I'm gonna be on that motherfucker ass. I'm gonna see if he want. I'm gonna bring that motherfucker orange thing right there and sitting like him. I'm gonna see if he going if that motherfucker gonna be yapping them dick suckers like he been yapping them.
Who's that?
That motherfucker with that green Nova up there. That with the Steve Hicks them. I'm gonna be on his motherfucking ass like white on rice.
Man. You gonna have 28s on that bitch?
You goddamn right, I'm gonna have 28s on it. I'm gonna have 28s. I'm gonna put whatever I need to fuck a motherfucker up on it. 28s, really? I'm probably gonna be 28s. Yeah, me and Lil Durr gotta go to war with that. Hey, ain't no excuse for me and Lil Durr not to race with them either. Them right there. I don't wanna. Ain't no motherfucking excuse for it. Ain't none of these boys. There shouldn't be no excuse. I didn't put that little street car motherfucker up. I'm fuck that shit.
Hey, look down. That man said he got to get that win.
Yeah,
I'm running that bitch with my baby.
I ain't got nothing
else.
You know that.
That's how you match right there. Hey, Josh, that man beat me by 5 or 6 cars every time. Ain't no goddamn reason. I ain't got enough power. That's a lie. You, that man got me 5. Man, that man beat me, Josh. Now you seen that shit at the track? That man beat me by 4 or 5 cars. Now I'm telling the truth. I ain't got enough power. So, goddamn it, I'm telling you now. I don't want to cut that burger one up. But goddamn it, I got something that is cut the fuck up. And all that bitch got is doors. I'm just like you. I got a front end on that motherfucker, and I got doors on it. Everything else steel. And that bitch nitrous. On 28. We got to go to war. That's all. I don't want to hear now, no man. This and that. We got to go to war.
Damn, I'm about to get me something else. I'm about to go there and build me some shit. Fuck with your ass.
Oh, man. Fuck. What? Why?
I got a little G-body coming, though.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. I don't give a fuck about nobody on a 28 car. If you nitrous and a grudge car, I don't give a fuck. You got to whoop me. But I'm going to start testing. I'm going to start testing on that motherfucker Steve Hicks, and I'm going to test on you at Piedmont.
I might go ahead and call you uncle.
Don't call me no motherfucking uncle, because at the end of the day, I'm still coming at you. I ain't done with you with Nino. I'm gonna still run you with Nino too. I'm gonna run you with Nino until I get lucky and you just something happens. I'm hoping that motherfucker, if I could just catch you before that bitch come up in the air, and I could just get by you beside you when that bitch come in the air next time.
What are you trying to do? Catch me now?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's the only way I can win if you turn that, about to flip that motherfucker, because I ain't got enough. But my dumb ass going to go still. My dumb ass going to jump right back out there again. I know it means just doing dumb shit, giving money away. Going to jump right back out there again, knowing I ain't got enough.
I don't believe it.
Kidding me? If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't keep running me.
No, I just ain't got no sense.
Well, goddamn it! Well, let's find out how much sense you got, and let's put us another date together then. Goddamn
it! I told you after I run bonds, when I come back that next week, me and you can dare gonna go again. Told you, you sweet.
Okay. Well, I like that. This time I'm gonna make sure I get some whipped cream.
I'm gonna have some whipped cream on it to make it extra sweeter, a little side of sugar too, and syrup and shit to make it even sweeter for you.
Mhm.
I just saw this damn shit. That goddamn nut sold the post to goddamn say go get the award for most test passes, goddamn. He playing his speech now. That's some funny shit, Nutso, Ali. That's some funny shit.
Boy. Hey, man, they don't want to run, man. I guess I get the award for most test passes of the year. Nobody won't do nothing with me.
Yes, sir. I see you, boy. Yes, sir.
I think they think you too fast or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is. You be hanging around Herb. They just scared because you be hanging around Herb.
Shit. You might be right.
They should be even better for him because Herb didn't get his ass beat the last two or three times.
Last two or three races, I done got fucked up.
I don't think they think Nuts so sweet yet.
What it is, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. What it is I caught you with your pants down around your ankles when I ran you that time. And that's what they going off of.
Hell no. Because everybody think I'm slow.
You might as well go and tell them boys the truth. You know damn well them boys, see, they know Ali. They say, goddamn, boy, we had them tricked. We saw them tricked, but we know Ali faster than Nino. That's what it is. Them boys, I done went out there and got donkey gap like that. You fucked it, man. I told you don't run that boy, man. Before I ran,
man. Listen, he shouldn't have said. He said, you know how smart, how mild he get at the track, man.
Yeah, but you should have not done that. I tried not to, man. And then they see me go out there and get bus link, man. Come on, man.
Man, I bet you they won't run neither one of y'all. They probably still won't run neither one of y'all. Nobody.
Damn, I already joined. I done forgot about that race. Damn. For real, I done forgot about that race. Boy. That's why you can't get no race, cuz.
Yeah.
Hey, no, can I get my? Just let me get my race back.
Don't nobody talk to me no more. Say what?
Can I get my race back?
Can you do what?
Yeah, I need my race back.
I need.
Yeah, you make it right.
Make
it right. All the money, two thousand to a thousand.
Hey, heard? Don't that sound familiar?
Hey, you got that right.
All that money. I tell you one thing, you better not win no belt at the end of the year. And I swear I'm going to pull up.
No, hell no.
I'm going to pull up and say, look at here. Somebody, y'all been catfished.
No, hell no. You won't run me no more.
Nah, make it right. That's the only way I ring. On that,
make it right.
I just had to.
Yes, sir. Hey, you beat me. Why I got to make it right?
Man, because I told you I caught you with the pants around your ankles.
No, I don't believe
that. Caught you with the drawers around your ankles.
I don't believe that.
No, listen. He said,
what is? You faster than her.
Exactly.
Let me get, man.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna trick y'all,
motherfucking ass. I ain't gonna run her back until Ali run me back. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh shoot! Ain't to worry about that one then. I guess y'all won't run no more.
Yeah. I might keep my record good with Nino too, because I might not want no more problems anyway right now. I need to put that motherfucking other thing on that boy.
Yeah, now you need to try me. You need to try one more time first. You know, three strikes, you're out.
You did goddamn right.
I mean, be honest with you, you really a zombie because I done killed your ass twice.
Yeah, you right. But listen, if you really think I ain't coming back for you, boy, you really ain't got no time back then too.
Cause anybody that know me, any motherfucker on this phone, the person know me, they know, boy, you ain't. I'm coming at your ass every time. And once I ain't gonna stop. If I whoop your ass, I'm gonna still run you until I get the motherfucker, until I break the bring it, and I done fucked you up too many times. Watch what I tell you now. I'm not gonna stop. See, if you think I am, you got the game fucked all the way up now. You can beat me the rest of this year. I'm still going to be running your motherfucking ass every time till I catch back up to you. How many times you can beat me? And then, motherfucking, until I pass you.
Sound like you got something up your sleeve.
Man, I'm coming with my that same burgering motherfucker. Ain't nothing gonna change about that, cause the bitch too. Ain't no way that bitch gonna get cut up. Ain't no way, and ain't no motor going. Ain't nothing else going in it. Same motherfucking thing.
Well, I guess we're gonna be running to one of us. Like,
no, you just hard. I almost got you
to say Uncle Dag on the other day.
Hey, Louis, he hard headed. I told him, I said, man.
Now, little Daryl,
do something. I said, do something over the summer.
Now, little Daryl, listen, little Daryl. Now, technically, if you look at it now, we still up on when it comes to the grudge wins over little Daryl Carter. You just fucked up Nino twice. You gotta think, Ali done fucked you up, and Machiavelli done fucked you up three times in grudge racing. I'm talking about on the grudge race. So, technically, we still up on your ass, man.
Hey, however you want to look at it and make yourself feel better, hey, just look at it that way.
Hey, I'm just calling facts. It's facts.
Hey, you should have just – hey,
how about
hey
this?
Harry, you should have been
this?
Hard
how
head,
about
man.
This?
I told you,
how about
I told
this?
You
how
don't
about
be
this,
still
man?
Over the summer. I told you don't be still over the summer.
Hey,
because I'm going to come gunning for Nino. I told
you
that.
Still,
no. All
is
you
still mad with money? Are you still mad with money with Machiavelli?
Man, don't start that old. Man, listen. Trust me when I tell you this. I'm gonna run you with Machiavelli every fucking week too, bro. I ain't focused on Machiavelli until I show you what this burden thing gonna do first.
So what about if you can't show me what that burden thing do?
Then I'm gonna go back to Ali and spank your ass. I'm gonna take Ali and spank your ass with
Well,
Ali.
let's just skip
then,
all the way around
and,
all
and
that
then,
shit and come on.
And then I'm gonna go to Machiavelli and spank your ass.
When I come back, damn, from running down the bond, we go. Me and Ali run here to fuck up. They're going off the motherfucking trailer.
Nope. Me and you going first.
If I mean, I done deck man. Me and you shouldn't even be having this conversation right now.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Personally,
how is you even talking?
I'm gonna keep it all the way real with you. You know I ain't got good sense. I don't got good sense. Now I will say this right here. Fuck that what you talking about. You locked Ali in, had to fuck up off the trailer and bet on the cliff. And put that
hell
motherfucker.
No. Oh yeah, cool. I'll try that.
All right then.
Why? Hey, can I ask you a question? That's just like me beating you, right?
You don't want me to get into that. Hold on. You don't want me to get into that because you don't want me to get into that. I don't want to get into that. But
honestly, listen to this though. All right.
I beat you, right? Ali still is a stock suspension fucking car on a 10-inch rim, and that motherfucker all steel, all glass with one carburetor.
Hey,
conventional head.
I beat you right.
Yeah.
We ain't mad, right? I beat you right. That's just like me telling you to head up, clear me now.
Well, hold on. You did tell me a lot of crazy shit now. You were telling about putting 5 to 25 and all this and that.
I run him head up. He go $5,000 in my 2500.
You goddamn right. You better if you got a good seat.
Hold on a minute now. Did you say Ali beat Nadal? When he beat him? Now head up?
Huh? Head up.
Ali beat Nadal head up.
Yeah.
And now he wants something.
Yeah, he done got his program together now.
You goddamn right. He wants something.
I caught him with his drawers around his ankles. I told you that, BT. He didn't have his program right.
If that man did gas for me, why can't I ask for nothing? I really, Nino need to hold up clear.
Listen. Hey, Herb. If I give Ali some, I hope my dick fall off.
Well, if we run again, if you don't, it's going to.
Hey, well, listen, little Daryl, how about you give Nino the head up clear then?
Man, I done head up cleared you twice.
I know, that's what I'm saying. All right, listen, little Daryl. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put up $5,000 to your town, $2,500. You give me the head up clear.
I ain't gonna do that.
For the weekend you come back. The weekend you come back. The next Thursday or that weekend, you come back from down there. I'm gonna put $5,000. DT, you can be the DT man. I'm gonna put $5,000 up to your $2,500.
Nope.
Hey, Herb.
Nope.
Hey, Herb.
Hey, wait a minute, Herb. I think you owe me $100 though. Why
hey,
you
Herb?
Because I told you over the summer to do something to that damn car, but you was hard headed. You said, "No, I'm just going. All I need is a wing. All I need is a wing, and I'm gonna be good."
Hey, I ain't cutting my car.
No, I know. That's all you cut them, but I don't put a wing.
I ain't cutting my car.
Hey, Herb. Listen, Herb, back to what you were saying to Lil Dow. Now, he retarded, but I don't think he's no goddamn fool.
Well, how not? But, BT, well, why you say that? And that man that beat me, he done beat gapping me 4 or 5 cars.
I mean, he not beating the car. He beating you. He beating your goddamn ass. He in your head. He got you fucked up.
Wait a minute now. Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah.
The first time.
You gave him the break.
First time.
You gave him the break both times, man.
All right, but listen.
Both races, you gave
the
man the break.
How did I get him to break the second time when I hit an 0-1 light?
Shit, he had a double O.
His light wasn't no double O from what he said, unless he lied.
Yeah, that motherfucker had a triple O on your motherfucker ass. That motherfucker was gone.
What
was this here, man? That man was gone.
What was your light?
Herb
last, left on me, y'all. Light?
Herb
what
left
was your on light, Lil
Durr?
038. Lil Durr, what was your light? It was a
38. Okay, 038.
And I hit an
01. You had an 0. But shit, your goddamn car must have balled up, blow sides out or something.
Hey, Herb told me on the talk show. He told me he ain't never out 60 foot of nobody. But he daggone, he always run them motherfuckers down on the big end. Well, I told him he was going to have to daggone show me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But now, BT, now hold on. Am I lying? Well, now, BT, hold on now. Listen to this, BT. Every car that you know that Nino done ran, now you think back to all the cars Nino ever ran that you know of. What car you think that Nino done ran that sit just like Nino? You can't name me one car that sit like Nino and all them bitches leave out, they out 60 Nino. You look how far Predator, when I ran Predator, that bitch killed me on the 60. Think about it now, BT. All the cars, I told
you
the truth.
Predator probably was the only, car that do sit like you. Really. All steel. He was all steel then. Same thing you had. Everything. Same thing. You just had more nitrous on your car. You just
had
more nitrous on your car than goddamn Predator.
That motherfucker had doors on it now. That bitch didn't went all steel.
No, it didn't have no doors on it when you ran you.
Shit be if it didn't.
No, it didn't.
It might have been. I don't know.
Had steel doors, power windows, and everything. We just put doors on it last year. This year. First of this year.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, Hey, next time we run, you gonna have to bring them belts to the track because you damn near false advertisement. And I won't be a damn near one shirt.
Man, listen, man. When I tried to put them belts up, man, to run you, and I tried to run, you didn't take that. You didn't accept it, man. You can't. See, little girl, let me tell you something about this shit, what you got to do. See, when a motherfucker go to talking like I be talking, all you got to do is call. You got to call that motherfucker bluff and say, you will say right then, okay, let's lock in this Thursday night. I want your grand rest of the year of the belt. That's what you got to say.
Yes,
you can't wait to after that shit over with and then come back and say, oh, man, you got to do this and do that. Man, you can't. You got to learn how to play that shit. I told you got to learn how to play the game, man. You can't come back and say that shit after. You got to. Accept my just like now. Don't wait till next week and then you say, oh, you putting up 5,000. I'm telling you right fucking now while we got a man on the phone being a DP, man. I'm going to put up 5 grand to your 2,500 and goddamn it, you give me the head up clear on that motherfucker and I'm going to put 5 to your 25.
Man, I'm not doing that. I'm not head up clear.
That's what I'm saying. But then if we get to the track now, what I'm saying is that's cool. I understand what you're saying. But when we get to the track, you can't say, oh, I'm going to hold you to this, or I'm going to hold you to it. You got to call a man bluff right then when he tells you certain shit.
Well, I'm not gonna head up clear you, so we ain't going to have this conversation at no track.
Yeah, that's cool. It is what it is.
But,
Lil Darrell, let me tell you the difference about you that I know and I like. One thing about you, every time I see it at the track, you ain't never got to lock in. You know why? Because I know if I show up at the track and you there, you're going to run me. Because at the end of the day, you just like me. You don't like come up. If you feel like you got a chance, you don't like nobody keep talking shit to you. If you feel like you got a chance, you will run them if your car right. So at the end of the day, it's cool.
I'm
going
to start talking shit to Nuts, though, then. Because I want him to run me my race back.
Hey, man, what you got to understand is I took anger management a long time ago. I'm good. You can't make me mad. I took anger management a long time ago.
Hey, look, Daryl, we got another car, though. We got another car, too, that you might want to play with the lottery ticket. Lottery ticket sitting just like your car. Just
what the hell is some lottery ticket, man? I ain't never seen a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Y'all got another car there. Y'all came too. Looking sweet too. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it looks just like your car. Big block, one carburetor. And you get out of line with that. I lock you in with that one, and I drive that one too.
Mhm. That heat tough. So when can we do our race back, man? Let's go and do this before me and Herb back and get talking, jump to each other.
Hello? What you say?
Hello? So when can we do our race back?
Head up clear, straight off the trailer.
No. Mm-mm.
Hey, you sound like that killer. Can't nobody outspeak to you. So you say?
Hmm.
I know I can't.
I ain't say nobody. I ain't say nobody could outfit me. I'm just saying, man. Hey.
I ain't got no.
Well, goddamn it. We're going to see how good that stick is when that motherfucker, the Reaper come, that orange one. We're going to see. I want to see how good that damn stick is when I got them damn balls like the ladder balls up under there, too. I can't make this big, heavy son of a bitch do that. God damn it, when I put this other one together, I'm going to see if I can skirt out there at 60 and that bitch don't pin me to the motherfucking seat. I like them when I'm bitch. Now, that little Malibu out here, that bitch would 60 hard. I ain't going to tell you, but I can't get this summer fridge 60. I'm like, damn. God damn. If I ever can get out the 120-60s, I'll be a bad motherfucker. I'm going to tell you, god damn it. It feel like I got enough out there, BT, to pull that motherfucker when that shit come on, but it's too late then. I'm going to be gone, man.
Yeah, man.
It's too late.
Yes,
yeah, you told me when that shit come on, I was going to be in trouble.
Man, I found that the hard way. Goddammit, that. Now I'm gonna tell you. Now I felt like you was in trouble when I came. When you killed me the first time up there at the track, and I ran back on your ass. Now I said, oh goddamn, I got a chance. But the other night I said, Lord have mercy, this man, I ain't got no ground for this motherfucker. I knew then I said I ain't got enough on. I ain't got no power.
Well, you did go hard headed. You gonna get mad.
I ran my time, everything went right. I can't look at the end of the day, shit. I just ain't got enough power.
I hate you.
But I'm still gonna try it again though.
I hear you.
BT, you like a motherfucker like that, don't you? You want to keep getting up
there. We need more than motherfucker like you. This game would be so goddamn awesome, man. We had more motherfucker like you.
Hey, BT, listen. I tried to ask Ladero, though. Ask Ladero, did I try to go back the same night, too? Ask him.
he tried to go back the same night, but here, my car leaking a little water from somewhere.
Man, that, listen, every night that motherfucker get me. He did the first time. Oh boy, my wings fucked up.
He tried to enjoy that shine that night. You know,
he
better get that goddamn shine, goddamn, for that night, goddamn. Pack that motherfucker up. Yep. Go for it next time, shit.
Hey, BT, because I went home, I was trying to fuck the old lady. And all I could feel was thinking about, that dick wouldn't work right, because I said, man, all I kept thinking about that damn race. I ain't going to tell you no lie. You know how you, BT, you know how you go try to, you thinking I've been out fucking or something, and I'm like, I couldn't go to sleep. I said, if I bust a nut, I might be able to go to sleep. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
I got that old dick about halfway stiff. I went to fucking that motherfucker, and all I could see was the ass in his car come back in my face again. Dick fell right there. I said, Lord, have mercy.
God damn.
Well, you done seen them old cracked up dad go tell lights twice, so.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get off this phone, guys. It was fun talking to y'all, but like I'm going to say this right here while I'm on this show. If a motherfucker think it's sweet, all you got to do is get in touch with me and we can lock the fuck in. That's all I'm going to say. That goes for any. That ain't just Lil Durrell. And I can't take. Now, what I can't do is run Nino with every fucking car in the world, but if your car close to Nino or looks something like it, well, I feel like I got a fucking chance. All you got to do is say you want to run. Or, matter of fact, you can have any kind of car in the world. We just going to have to, now we're going to just have to stiff a few things. I might need the head up brake. I might need the fucking one and one, but we can get a race off if you really want to race that motherfucking bad. But go ahead and enjoy
and
your
tell
your
him,
win.
Tell
and
him you'll make a motherfucker famous. Tell him you'll make
him
famous.
Damn right. I'm like BET. I make you famous now. I can do that now.
Yes,
and all y'all motherfuckers that's listening, is kicking and ha-ha. Don't run up over there. I don't want to see no. See, that's the one thing you got to do, too, the little dirt. You got to watch out. See, let me tell you a trick, too, to this game. Yeah, don't. You know your team. You know who your team is, right? And who been rolling with you from day one. You always goddamn keep them motherfuckers right there with you. Don't let them motherfuckers up there pumping you up, feeling like they with you, because they might be pumping you up, wanting you. They might really want you to get your ass whooped. You better remember that.
Tell you some good shit.
Tell them, BT.
Yes,
I know what I'm talking about, bro.
Damn right.
So just keep doing what you're doing, though, man, and you know, you deserve it. You motherfucker, that's one thing about it. Keep going out there, killing them motherfuckers. Doing what you're doing. And I'm going to get off this phone, though, man. I'll holler at y'all, boys.
All right, man.
All right, Herb. I was going to tell
you
the same thing, goddamn.
I want to tell you the same thing, too, Dale. I think I heard you on the one show. The motherfucker trying to set you up for the kill. But now that's totally on you. I ain't got booking rights on you, and I ain't a part of your camp. And I ain't, like I said, I ain't going to hate. If you got to be smart enough to know when a motherfucker trying to play you. But they're gonna come with experience, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I can't put you up on game because I ain't a part of your camp. All I want to see you do is grudge race. What you want to do, not for what no other motherfucker wants you to do. And that's the best advice I can give you, brother. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
But look here, BET. Look here. Ain't nobody else going to get on here. You already see that shit. Herb gone. But hell, ain't nobody else but me and you and Lil Dow talk to. So we might as well go and shut this motherfucker down. And, you know.
Ali. Oh, my fault. They just blurted out. Ali. Hello, my fault. Hello.
I got Ali by himself. I need Dag to see if I can give him a rummy.
Rumble in the jungle.
Okay. Yeah, Keith. Yes, well, BET, check this out.
Like a
butterfly. Well, check this out
like
right here. Yeah, y'all keep,
can I get my race back?
Hey. Y'all keep the show going.
What you say, Josh? No.
Y'all keep the show going.
I already told him that same day. We're not running back unless he clear me. That's what I told him the same day. I told him what it was, man. Everybody know that I caught the man with his drawers around his ankles, man. He was in the barrel. He was a barrel in the woods taking a shit. And I walked by him and smacked him on his ass and took off. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only reason why I beat him. Now, you know what I mean? But when he got his pants up where he can get his stride together, then that's how it's going to be hard for me to fuck with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. But, you know, that's why I told him from that day. I said, man, if I ever run you again, I'm going to have to clear. Ain't that what I told you, Lewis? I'm going to have to have to clear if I ever run you again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do nothing respect that. That's a man saying, goddamn, he don't want them problems head up, you know, and you can't do nothing respect that.
Yeah.
So if you can't give him, if you can't give him what he think he need to gamble with, then it won't be no race. That'd just be a lot of hot air going back and forth and shit. So that'd be a waste of time, too. The motherfucker really get tired of this motherfucker that really doesn't want to race.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, if it was right now when he was at his prime, you know what I'm saying, when he was at his peak, shit, I mean, I ain't saying his peak. When he on his way up, and we ran last week, then, yeah, we were running every week, too. But, man, he know it. We ain't ran shit. When did we run? We ran a month before the 22nd. And here it is, almost the 22nd again. So that's been 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, we ran at Josh's race. Was that your race, Josh?
Yeah. I think it was Travis, right?
It was Josh or Travis, right?
Mm-hmm.
We ran early as hell at 5:30. We was a undercard.
Yeah, we was the first. We was the first girls run on 144 degree track.
Yep. He kept trying to get me to wait to 7:30. No, I can't do that. Okay, I need all the help I get. He said, "Man, let's wait a little while longer." And, like, he wanted some more spectators to get there. Like, he wanted to put me up in the crowd. Nope. We're going to go ahead and do this right now. I ain't waiting to nobody else park. I ain't waiting till they get another $20. I ain't doing none of that.
Hey, look, sir.
Yo.
Hey, it's Chad. What can Lil Rocky get Ali?
Man, I tell you, I Black is flying, man. The only thing I can try black with is the back tie. I can't give back black no break, no none of that. And I can't see good enough to see if anybody cleared anybody on the other end, so I can't do that.
All
right. When I ran you down there at 7:10, you was on the back wheel all the way to the 3:30, so that don't count. But I try you with the back tie straight out the trailer on the next Sunday day.
10-4.
Yeah, 10-4. We can do it for something small. It ain't got to be nothing big. I might get a oxide gift certificate.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. All right, fellas, I'm gonna step off here. Y'all have a good one.
All right, boss, you too, man.
All right, now.
Y'all be all right,
man. Josh. While I got everybody still on here, I'm gonna throw a little bit of advertising for what BET got going on this month. While we got time, shit. Let me throw out, goddamn it, where I be. August the 12th, next week, next Saturday, Montgomery Motorsports Park. I'll be over there in Montgomery with Pat Collins. He got a goddamn all-out G-body race over there. Should be a lot of grudge racing continuous from this past weekend. A lot of them guys want some get back. So we'll all be in Montgomery this coming up 12th. And the week after that, we'll be at Primetime invading the zoo on the 19th. The dad saying he's coming over there to fuck Primetime up. So, like I said, the PGRA members will be in the house. Should be a hell of a race. And as soon as I leave there, that Saturday, I'm headed to Holly Springs. Me and Lil Baby are doing a streetcar party over in Holly Springs on August the 20th. So all you streetcars that want to get famous, bring your ass to Holly Springs, and we can make it happen. But then the 25th and 26th up to Milan, Michigan, Motor City Mayhem 5. It's going down all the big-time races. We'll be in Milan for Peso and Wayne, Big Wayne race, Milan, Michigan. That's the 25th, August 25th and 26th. And that'll be me for the month of August. All right, John, we can get out of here, y'all. See, we still got some guys on here. But that'll be it for me. All right,
yeah,
we're
going to shut it down, man. We'll be on it next week.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right.